your parents were married. They moved to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Sam Rayburn took him under his wing, as you
yes,
said.
He did.
And a fellow congressman pushed for a bill that created the National Cancer Institute.
Yes, the National Cancer Institute, which became the National Institutes of Health, NIH. He was one of the two original authors of that bill that created NIH. He was very proud of that. The other congressman, as I recall, was from Alabama, and he had a friend who was dying of cancer. And so he talked to my father about it, and they introduced this bill.
Lyndon Johnson was instrumental in your father's training, and
yes.
John Nance Garner.
Yes, John Nance Garner, and I have pictures of my grandparents with John Nance Garner, and Lyndon Johnson and my dad were young people working for a federal agency, I've forgotten which federal agencies, during the Depression, right at the end of the Depression. And they were living in the same boarding house in Washington. Mm-hmm. Then Dad went home and ran for Congress and got elected in 1936. And the very next year, the congressman died in Johnson's district. He went home and got elected. So Lady Bird Johnson and my mother were young congressional wives. They both had just gotten married. They remained friends throughout their lifetimes. And Lyndon was very close to my father and kind of became one of my patrons. Lyndon Johnson and Senator Kerr both figured very much in my beginning in politics and in opportunities given to me.
Interesting. You lived in Washington, D.C. near the National Cathedral.
Yes.
And you made friends at that point from many different backgrounds, I would imagine.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Living during the war years there, was there fear of enemy attacks? Because
there was. You know, we had to roll down the shades, the blackout curtains and so forth in case there was ever an air raid warning or anything like that. You know, I have only vague memories as a child of those times, but I definitely do remember. I remember the blackout curtains. I remember certain events happening. I remember we had to drive back and forth to Oklahoma at that time. We were halfway back to Oklahoma from Washington when we learned the president had died, Roosevelt, so we had to turn around and go back. There are just certain of those things you remember, but I certainly remember the war. You know, you were in the middle of a war.
Did your father get involved with Harry Truman in 48 election?
Yes, he did. That was a wonderful experience. I kind of relived it not too long ago because Molly and I decided, well, we'd been up to Hyde Park recently to the presidential library at Hyde Park, Roosevelt Library. And we said, here's the Truman Library, so close, 5-hour drive or something. We haven't ever gone up to Independence, Missouri. So we just drove up there for the weekend and went to the library, the museum, and it was wonderful. Dad was very close to Harry Truman. In fact, they played cards, and Speaker Rayburn had a hideaway where about a dozen of them played gin rummy all the time. My dad was one of them. He was kind of the mascot because he was the young one in the group. And he said he was there the day that the call came to Harry Truman from the White House telling him that the president had died. They had a very close relationship. So when he whistle-stopped through Oklahoma, by then Dad had left Congress. Had been defeated in the 1946 elections. Dad had come back. We were living in Seminole, and I was in the first or second grade. But Harry Truman came through Seminole on the whistle stop tour. So school let out. Seminole has about 10,000 people, but there were 50,000 people there. And my dad was on the train with Truman. In fact, since it was Dad's hometown, he introduced Harry Truman in Seminole. He was going on to Holdenville and Wewoka and McAllister, I think, on the train. So when they were up there on the train, I was just there with my class at the school. A Secret Service man came down and picked me up. I mean, literally lifted me up and carried me back to the train and told my teacher, don't worry about him, I'll take care of him. So they put me on the train. Dad was up there, and he'd said, there's my son down there. And President Truman said, bring him up here. He insisted. President Truman said, well, I want him to ride with me. You know, I rode all the way from Seminole to Wewoka to Holdenville on the train with the president. So the president came back and wanted me to come sit by him in the presidential car. And he wouldn't let anybody else in there. I just wanted to talk to David. You know, he was just enjoying this break, I'm sure, from the campaign. But to me, it was just overwhelming to have the president. And so when we were at the Truman Library, there's a little place where you can punch a button. All the places he went on the whistle stop tour. And you can hear part of the speech he made at that particular time. So I could hear the speech again he gave in Seminole, Oklahoma, in that campaign. And it brought back all those memories. I was around President Truman several times.
Yeah, and you were 7 years old then in 48.
Yes,
so that's
yes,
all
seven years old.
You can remember that.
Old.